Just below the Arctic Circle in northern Sweden sits a town called Överkalix. It's home to only about 1,000 people, but those inhabitants were the subjects of a seminal study in human genetics. The research suggested that what our parents or even our grandparents ate, whether they grew up during feast or famine, could actually affect our risk of heart disease and diabetes.
It shows that either caloric restriction or excess of food can send, depending on the window of your own development, a similar message to the next generation.
Romain Barres, a molecular biologist at the University of Copenhagen. That transgenerational message is sent, of course, through sperm and eggs. So Barres and his colleagues compared the sperm of 13 lean versus 10 obese men. And they found that the heavyweights had epigenetic changes to their sperm, meaning additional chemical groups on their DNA that affect how genes are expressed. And many of those changes were to sequences known to affect brain development, including genes that regulate appetite. But the changes weren't permanent, because when the researchers studied the sperm of men who underwent weight loss surgery, they found that many of those genetic alterations reversed post-surgery, especially the ones in areas related to appetite control. The study is in the journal Cell Metabolism. The big question now is how much those epigenetic changes actually influence the next generation. Barres is now comparing fathers' sperm to the cord blood of their babies to find out. But the findings suggest a mechanism by which our actions, our eating habits, our fitness can affect our children, which might make you wonder, what should you be eating?
And how long should you be doing push-ups before you conceive your child? It's a long road before we know what is optimal for our children.
And what may seem optimal today, like partaking of holiday feasting, may come back to haunt your children's children, like the ghost of Christmas past.